I'm Olivia Wheats, and I'm here with Jenna Castillo. We are here at the Hudson Youth Center. Today is June 27th. We're going to be doing an oral history today. The oral history is part of the Oral History Summer School's archive, and I'm excited to be here today with Jenna. Jenna, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jenna Castillo. I work at the Hudson Youth Center as the secretary.
What brought you to Hudson?
I moved to Hudson after my sister-in-law moved here. She said it was a nice place to raise a family, and I had just had my daughter 2 years prior, and we were living in the city in Brooklyn, and things were getting pretty tense out there, and we were looking for somewhere that we could settle down and raise our family, and that's how we wound up in Hudson.
What's your impression of Hudson?
My first impression of Hudson was it looked like a small town out of a movie. I wasn't used to being somewhere that wasn't so urban. So being here was definitely different. I definitely enjoyed it. It was very serene, peaceful, a lot of wildlife, and just quiet. It was just something that we needed.
Who are your kids?
My kids are Elise and Elias Kelly. They both attend the youth center and go to school at MC Smith Elementary in Hudson.
What do they like to do?
Well, Elise is a bit of a social butterfly. She's very outgoing. She likes to dip and dabble and do a little bit of everything. So it was nice coming to Hudson because they had a lot of different things I felt like she wouldn't have been exposed to living in the city. She's very outdoorsy, so she really enjoys the swimming and the lakes and the wildlife and the farms and learning how to garden and do things like that. So Hudson provided her with all of that. She takes horseback riding lessons. She plays softball. She's played soccer. She's done swimming lessons. She's attended Hawthorne Valley Camp. She's gone to Kite's Nest. She attends the youth center. She's done all that Hudson has to offer, Promised Neighborhood. She's done it all, and she enjoys it. She loves just being out there and learning new things. Elias, he's more introverted, so he tends to be a little harder to get through to, but he's really enjoyed coming to the youth center. I feel like he's thrived in that way. It's contributed to him being a little more social than he would have otherwise. So now he's playing softball and doing flag football, and he even did the soccer program through the youth department. So it was nice that, you know, he was able to get there. I actually, you know, had Elias out here in Hudson at CMH Hospital. So he's born and raised here. So
you mentioned Elias is involved in the soccer program as part of the youth center. What other activities are your kids involved with in relation to the youth center?
So they both do the youth center's basketball program and soccer program every year that we've been here, as well as they've gone to Oakdale Summer Camp. They've taken swim lessons through the youth center, and they've participated in all the programming that the youth centers have to offer. Like Elise was just in the Juneteenth festival and participated with Bindlestiff, who she met through the youth center and is in their stilt program. So they have definitely taken advantage of all the youth center has to offer.
What's it like being a parent?
So being a parent is one of the most rewarding things I think I've ever done. It's hard, but it's also just, it's something new every day. And it's just like a gift that keeps on giving.
What's it like raising a family in the city of Hudson?
Raising a family in the city of Hudson is actually really great. I don't think that I would have chose anywhere else to start and raise a family. I feel like it has so many things to offer. It's like the perfect balance of a city and a suburb in one. And the people are nice, friendly. There's so much things that you can explore. There's so much history, a lot to learn. And the youth department was just like, I feel like this hidden gem. It has such like deep-rooted history that you learn about. Like even me coming in and working here, I just learn something new every day about the youth center and who's come through it and meeting new people and making connections just by mentioning its name.
What are the challenges of being a parent in Hudson?
I think the biggest challenge I had faced being a parent in Hudson is mainly my daughter's ability to connect with people who look like her. So Elise is, you know, a mixed child of African-American and Latin descent. And being in Hudson, you know, it's diverse culture, but it also has its qualms of, you know, she's friends with people who don't look like her. And she wants things that, you know, like, oh, they want to dress alike. They do a twin day. She's wondering, oh, well, you know, I can't do my hair like Harper's because Harper has straight, long, nice hair. And it took me a lot to get her out of the habit of not liking her own hair, like not liking how she looks. So that was a little rough, especially coming from the city where it was so much more diverse and so many more people who looked like her. And for Elias, the hardest part is I feel like there's a lack of support with children who have special needs, like who have an IEP, especially in the school system. I don't think that they have the appropriate supports for them to succeed.
IEP, what do you mean by IEP?
An IEP. So it's an individualized education plan. So Elias has an IEP where he has goals to help him stay on track academically and socially and emotionally as well. Elias has a seizure disorder where he has absent seizures, and he also has really bad asthma and has a diagnosis of ADHD combined type, and he has an anxiety disorder. So that combination on top of the meds he has to take daily for his seizure disorder and the asthma can sometimes affect how he's learning in the classroom. So he needs these supports. And with his anxiety, he just goes up and down sometimes. And I feel like, yes, the IEP is there, but he needs the actual supports in the classroom and the teachers need the supports. And I feel like in the city where there's so much offered versus in the city of Hudson, I feel like since they're smaller, their budget is smaller, their access to these supports is less. So that is a struggle for me because I've seen other districts have so much more and Hudson has so much less.
Who lives in Hudson?
So for me, I just recently had some more family move up to Hudson, which is nice. My sister and my mother moved up to Hudson, mainly because my mother is ailing now. She's sick, and me and my sister want to take care of her. So now I have my sister and my nieces and nephews, as well as my own children and their father, and my sister-in-law and my other nieces and nephews. But now I feel like we have so much more. We have friends and on top of family. So I've met so many people that have such an impact on our lives now. And mainly we met them all through the Department of Youth. Because before I was an employee, I was just a parent. My kids were just coming to the youth center. And when the opportunity became up that I could work here, I just thought, well, why not? Why wouldn't I? I mean, I have the skill set to do it, and it would allow me more time to be with my children. So it was great. So living in Hudson is just family.
How has being connected to other parents in Hudson helped you?
So being connected to other parents in Hudson has helped me create a circle of friends, essentially, that create this safe space for my children, because they're the main thing that matters the most in my life. And connecting with parents who have children of similar ages and similar backgrounds is so great, because it allows my children to feel safe with the people that they're with. And it gives us the support that we need, that I feel every person needs, especially with children, because it really does take a village. So being able to connect with parents, especially being a part of the youth department, you get exposed to so many more people and so many more parents with families. And it's allowed us to branch out and meet so many different people and gain so much knowledge of different things and make these connections where, you know, there's never a dull moment. We're always doing something. We're always going somewhere. And I love it.
How has you being connected with other parents and meeting other parents, how has that helped Elise and Elias, your kids?
So meeting and connecting with other parents has helped Elise and Elias just come out of their shells a bit and just know that they can be safe in their community. So they see their neighbors and they say hi, they run up to them, they hug them. It's a great feeling to know that you have a neighborhood, that you're not just existing in some part of the world. It's a different feeling knowing that you can count on your neighbor. Like, I'm late to the bus, but my neighbor's out there, so they can grab Elise and Elias from the bus and hold them for me for 10 minutes while I'm running down the block. Or you can knock on your neighbor's door and I don't have an egg or a cup of sugar. Like, that's the type of community that we live in, and it's great to wake up and hear children playing outside and see your neighbor driving up the street and waving and asking if you need something. Or it's just a great feeling connected.
What do you think the wider community of Hudson doesn't understand about what it's like raising a family here?
I think the wider community doesn't understand that raising a family here in Hudson is hard as is without the added pressures that is happening now. Like I live down street, well, what they call down street in Hudson, and it's, you know, made of more of the affordable housing. So more of like the terraces, Schuyler Court, Bliss Towers. And while the rent is income based, it's still very hard to raise a family in Hudson financially. There's not as many jobs as everyone thinks there is, and the bills just keep getting more expensive, whether it's groceries, whether it's National Grid, whether it's Mid-Hudson Cable, where mostly everyone has to get their Wi-Fi or cable from. And I feel like there's been a lot of influx of people transitioning and, you know, transplanting to Hudson. And I know as a transplant myself, who did that some years ago, it was a different time coming to Hudson in that time period versus now. When I first moved to Hudson, my rent was like $950 outside of affordable housing. And that was for like a two-bedroom house with a backyard. And I was like, this is great. And then it just kept going up and up and up until we couldn't even afford it. And ended up, you know, basically homeless and having to move back in with my mom, not in Hudson anymore. And then I moved back out here post-COVID, and the prices were astronomical versus when I first had came to Hudson. And so we struggled a lot. We had this little two-bedroom with no closets, barely any space. We lived above a three-car garage up on the top of Worth. Our landlord did absolutely nothing that he promised to do. So we were on the list for Schuyler Court and luckily got called. But yeah, people have moved here and have bought properties and raised rents in the area because they own businesses or things of that nature. And no one can afford a two-bedroom that's $2,850, no utilities included. No job out here is set up for that.
What would you change about the city of Hudson?
I think the biggest thing I would change is I think that the lack of housing needs to be addressed in some way, shape, or form. I know that it's a big issue, and I know they're trying to work on it. But the voices that need to be heard, I don't think are being heard. I think they're just looking at the profit margin and not really looking at the people who need it the most.
What voices would you like to see heard in that conversation?
I think that the voices that need to be heard are the families that are struggling and are considered below poverty level or at poverty level. I think that a lot of things are geared toward middle-class families, but unfortunately, I don't even fall in a middle-class family. I am below poverty level, and I work a full-time job, but I have two children that I have to care for, and on top of myself, and That's not even to include outside factors, like if you have a sick family member or anything like that.
What's your relationship to the Hudson Youth Center?
So my relationship to the Hudson Youth Center is a varying one, being that I am both an employee and a parent. Like I said, I started as a parent and I loved everything that the Hudson Youth Center stood for. I had family come through here before I ever lived in Hudson. My nephews went here, my nieces went here, and when I started working here, my kids were going here, and it was just the energy and the feeling they gave you. I've never met anyone here that has never made me feel welcome. I always felt like I could be a part of the youth center. And it's always been great. Even now, I never feel like an outsider or that my opinion or concern is not being heard. And my kids feel completely at home here. So it's really like a home away from home.
What impact has the Hudson Youth Center had on your life?
It's definitely had a deep impact on my life. When I started working at the Youth Center is when I had just finished going through Elias' seizure diagnosis, and him and Elisa both have ADHD and can be very emotional. With their anxiety disorders and everything else. Elias had a lot of behaviors, especially since he's overstimulated in certain places. And the youth center just took that into consideration. The staff made me feel safe and comfortable having him here as he was, turned away from other programs because they felt like they couldn't suit his needs. And without them, I wouldn't have been able to maintain a job, because if I didn't have anywhere for the kids to go during my work hours, then I would not be able to work, which would essentially mean we might not have a roof over our heads or food on the table. So it's definitely been a deep part of our life.
What do you think would happen to the city of Hudson if the youth center didn't exist?
I think if the youth center didn't exist, that a lot of families would crumble or really struggle. A lot of families that come to us are families that are already in a category of higher need and who feel like myself as a parent, their children have been turned away from other programs for behaviors and things of that nature, that other programs may feel like they're not suited to address. And the youth center doesn't turn away anyone. We try to make sure that everyone is welcome and that everyone can enjoy it, that what the youth center has to offer. And we work with families individually to make sure that their children's needs are met and that their needs are met. And if we can help in any way, we will. And I think that without that support that people like me and families like mine will struggle because we don't have other places to turn to that have the capabilities that the youth center does.
How are you feeling about your family's future in Hudson?
It's been a growing concern of mine as of late, especially with everything going on with the youth department and just politics in general right now in the city of Hudson. You know, my family's future depends vastly on the youth center, as this is my main source of income at the moment. And although I feel like I would be able to find another job eventually, I would be in a bad position if the youth center did close financially. And just socially and emotionally for the children, this is all they've ever known. You know, they're here almost every day. And so that change in their routine would be, you know, extremely difficult and would definitely affect our future because this is like a piece of our heart in a sense. So if we didn't have it, it would be very difficult and it would affect our future in Hudson because I feel like families like ours are already being pushed out of Hudson. And I feel like without the youth center here, it would be like the straw that broke the camel's back, kind of, because I don't think that we can adjust as quickly as we would need to.
What would you like the community to know about the Youth Center?
I think I would want the community to know that the Youth Center is here for everyone, from youth to families to alumni. I think that we are a place that everyone can gather, whether you be 2 years old, 5 years old, 80 years old. I think that anyone is welcome at the Youth Center because we are a community here. We have tried to help anyone and everyone that have come through our doors. And I feel like they know that. I feel like the ones who know. And the ones who don't, I would love them to know that they are always welcome.
How have you seen families and kids interact together at the Youth Center?
It's amazing to see the interactions that happen at the Youth Center. It's like they're all just one big family. I don't think I've ever experienced something quite like it. It's like they all know each other, and they all like protect each other. They all care about each other. Parents and families that come even to pick up the youth from after school programming, they get to reconnect. And, you know, some people are related, some people are not, some people are new, some people have moved back, so they haven't seen him in a while, and it's just like, this is like, I would say kind of a little bit of like a melting pot. Like, it's like a little bit of everything and everyone.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add? This has been wonderful. Thank you for sharing all this. Is there anything else that you want to add to what you've already said?
I feel like I've said a lot. The only thing I probably would add is that, as someone coming from the city to Hudson, I know that's like a big issue in Hudson right now. They feel like a lot of city people have come over and take over Hudson. And I don't feel like that it's everyone. I do feel like it's some people that have moved from the city and kind of saw this opportunity to change something they felt like was outdated, because the city is in constant progression and constantly moving. The city of Hudson, although it's called a city, it's very different from the cities that people are coming from. So when they hear city of Hudson, I feel like they see a different vision for it. And so they're trying to change it. And I don't think that it necessarily needs to be changed, maybe updated, but not changed. I think it does need access to more things like affordable housing and different special education supports, but it definitely doesn't need to be changed in the sense that they're trying to. And I definitely don't think that the youth department is something that should be cut as a result of these changes that they want to make, because they feel like it's not necessary, especially as they feel, this is what's been said. They feel that it's not needed and that families have enough access to programs like ours, but I don't actually think they do, especially as a parent that is living in the city of Hudson. Without the youth center, I don't think my kids would have any after-school programming because of the lack thereof other programs like ours. So I just think that people should know what would happen to families like mine if we didn't exist as a department.
Well, thank you so much, Jenna. Really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing about your experiences here in Hudson and how your family has experienced the town as well as the youth center and some reflections on all those things. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been very interesting and exciting to express my perspectives and opinions living in Hudson and being a part of the youth center.
Wonderful. Well, I'm gonna get 1 minute of just the sound of the room. And so if there's anything else you wanna add, you're welcome to at the end of that, but just we'll just sit together here for a minute while I gather that room tone. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add or any questions for me?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, great.